The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 18th of August. And joining me up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Are you nice and comfortable up there? Sunshine, bright, beautiful day?
Bright, beautiful day, sunshine. It's all good in Boca Raton.
Well, good. We're looking forward to your visit here today to speak to people that have some concerns, maybe some health challenges, and maybe they're going to have some feedback or concerns about the topic that we've chosen for today, which I think is a fantastic topic, one that I can't ever recall speaking about in a very, very long time. But before we get to the topic for today, I did want to, again, alert our listeners that we are live only on Fridays now from 10 to 11, and I will explain to you why I chose to do that. You can hear a rebroadcast on Saturday of this show at 10 a.m. as well. So if you listen to today's show, you need some more information, you'd like to review it, just tune in tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 11, and you'll be able to listen to the show once again. My purpose in only getting the show down to one day a week was twofold. One was to give our consumers that come in to visit with Janet more time to spend with her. So her hours here seeing people have been expanded. She's still here 5 days a week. She's still off on Wednesdays. But if you'd like to know what her schedule is, please feel free to stop in. We have a bulletin board that posts her hours when she's available for you to come in to speak with her. And it's first come, first serve, and she gives the proper amount of time with each person trying to solve the issues and challenges that you may have. And Janet and I go back many, many years ago, back into the, I guess, 93 or 94 area when I first opened Tunney's in July of 93. And over the years, she has convinced me and she has convinced so many thousands of people that she has counseled about the benefits of doing proper nutrition. And that's what Janet specializes in, helping people develop the proper nutritional program to help you get over any challenges or concerns or symptoms that you may be having or feeling. So it's wise to come in and see Janet. She's here 5 days a week. Today she's here from 4 to 7, and tomorrow she's here from 12:30 to 5:30. The other point of only going to the radio one day a week was to take the additional monies and put it into the everyday low prices that we have here at Save-A-Lot. We carry thousands upon thousands of products, all national brand. We don't carry any products that are contracted, manufactured for us. These are all branded national companies that you're welcome to look up online. And you have difficulty if you tried looking up a private label or a label that's owned by a store or a company, because they don't give you the proper information to determine what is inside that product. They mislead you in many different ways by saying, well, you can buy it for wholesale, you can buy it at 20 off, 30 off, 50 off, whatever the numbers are. But those numbers are fictitious because they're established by the person who makes the contract manufacturing agreement with the company who produces it. The national brands are easily recognizable and easy to check right online. You can go to any website, you can go to Amazon, and look up any product that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and look at the price. And then you'll see the everyday low price that we have here. And we want to further enhance that by lowering these prices additionally to make it more affordable for you to shop. And again, it's only national brands. If you're not sure about how to check a price, bring in your laptop, bring in your iPhone, bring in any other contraption or engineering product that you may have to be able to go online and check any price. And we're proud of the fact that you're able to check every single price of every single item that we have here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. So we welcome you to do that. And that's the reason we are on only on Fridays. This may change as time goes on, but right now, this was my belief to give the consumer the best possible advice from Janet and to give the consumer the best possible lowest price on many of the thousands upon thousands of products that we sell here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Today's topic is one that I think will reach older adults and will reach grandparents who have grandchildren. It'll reach parents who have children. And the topic that I'm speaking about is ADD and ADHD. So, Janet, I'm going to, if you want, turn it over to you so you can give a little a background about what is ADD and what is ADHD.
Okay, thanks, Al. And so I think so many families are affected by the behavior patterns and the issues associated with ADD and ADHD. And sometimes the situation is a diagnosed situation. Other times there is no diagnosis. There might be a lot of confusion, a lot of difficulty in dealing with some of the behavior patterns that a person with attention deficit disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So ADD, that is attention deficit. So the ability to focus, the ability to concentrate, to complete a task, the resistance to distractions. These are some of the things that are part of that whole picture of ADD, attention deficit. And then there's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and the ADHD is very much both psychological, emotional, and brain issue, as well as a physical issue, because the hyperactivity individual cannot necessarily sit still, tends to be disruptive. There's more, a greater possibility with oppositional behavior, or what would appear to be oppositional behavior, because the person is, as an adult, required to sit through meetings and unfortunately might have great difficulty being calm enough and physically restrained enough to sit through the entire meeting. And kids in classrooms, they might not necessarily be able to sit still in order to complete a lesson. So there's that physical unrestrained activity. It appears to be oppositional because it's just physically impossible to sit still. So there are such astonishing statistics. And unfortunately, Big Pharma has inserted itself into this entire discussion, and the outcome is so unfortunate because the number of different pharmaceuticals that are prescribed both for children and adults have a long list of potentially negative side effects, a long list of side effects that don't necessarily have to be manifested. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about if you are nourishing both the child and the adult who may be having some of the symptoms of ADD or ADHD, if you're nourishing them properly, the symptoms may be less intense. What would that translate to? It would translate to a lowered need for a pharmaceutical, or possibly a lower dose of a pharmaceutical. And what would that translate to the pharmaceutical companies? Lower income. Is that their goal? Absolutely not. These are corporate entities that have a responsibility to their shareholders to maximize income. So we have this division of goals. What is the best thing for our children? And what's the best thing for the shareholders of the pharmaceutical companies? Those goals are vastly different. It is, unfortunately, ADD, ADHD is the most common behavioral disorder, the most common health issue. And unfortunately, the statistics seem to show that it's 3 times more prevalent in males. Now, that might be so. It might not be so. Why? Because behavior patterns in boys and girls, young boys, let's say preschool, kindergarten, very early grade school ages, the behavior patterns between the boys and the girls are very different. The approach to gain the attention of boys and girls in order to get them to concentrate is very different. So the challenge to the teachers can be dramatic, and unfortunately, because many times the girls are more amenable to the way the lessons are presented, then the boys tend to be more physically active. And consequently, it's going to be more of the boys are being told, oh, well, let's evaluate this young boy for attention deficit or hyperactivity disorder. And whereas the girls may be just as lacking in concentration and focus, they are more likely to be sitting still, which is much easier on the teacher. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am talking today about ADD, ADHD. What are the symptoms? What are the diagnoses? How many people have it? What are we going to do about it? What is the long-term issue associated with a diagnosis of attention deficit disorder? And you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be right back with more after these messages.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we're speaking about the topic of ADD and ADHD. And just as a point of information to those people listening that may have been affected themselves, or they know somebody that may be affected by those situations, I'd just like to read a list of the different pharmaceuticals that are available for people that have been diagnosed. And then I want to read you the side effects of those particular pharmaceuticals. We're looking at Adderall, Aptensio, Concerta, Dexedrine, Evacio, Focalin, Metadate, and that comes in different forms. It comes in a long-acting as well. Methylene, Ritalin, Quillavent, Evanse, Catapress, Intuitive, Capve, Strattera, Tenex, Eventol, Nopramin, Pamelor, Tofranil, Wellbutrin, and Wellbutrin comes in a sustained release and an extra length release product. These are all pharmaceuticals, and these pharmaceuticals have side effects, and they include loss of appetite, weight loss, sleep problems, irritability, tics, and long-acting medicines may have greater effects on appetite and sleep. And the FDA has issued a warning about the risk of drug abuse with amphetamine stimulants. FDA safety advisors are also concerned about the possibility that all amphetamines stimulants used for ADHD may increase the risk of heart and psychiatric problems. So the question is, do you want to go on a pharmaceutical, or would you like to go the natural route and look for something maybe easy and more effective that will not give you side effects? And Janet, I'm looking at the dozen products. I'll read them off to you. We have the Berry Treasure, Added Attention. We have the Planetary Formula, Calm Child. Herbalogic, Fixed Focus. Newton's, Hyper Calm, Mental Focus. We have the Herb Farm, Kids, Captain Concentrate. Natural Factors, Pharma GABA. Jarrow Theanine Gummies, Source Natural Attentive Child, Child Life Pure DHA, Himalaya Mind Care, Cal Magnesium Glycinate 400, and Mega Foods Kids Daily B Centered. So there is a wide variety. These are only some of the products that we have here to help either children or adults deal with ADD or ADHD. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you. Janet is speaking to us from the WWNN studios up in Boca. She will be available today from 4 to 7 here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, which is located just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center. We are on the south end. PennDOT Supermarket is on the north end. Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thanks, Al. And we are discussing ADD, ADHD, and unfortunately, the pharmaceutical companies are very much at the forefront of presenting their products, that list of products that Al just mentioned. And when you think about some of the side effects associated with those products, unfortunately, they may have the compounding effect on symptoms. So yes, at a certain point, there may be a little window of benefit, but then the possibility for nervousness, for panic, for chest pain, for overreaction for trouble sleeping, sexual side effects, hives, constipation, and in some cases there may be extreme sedative activity leading to lethargy, possibly headaches. It may affect vision. It's really interesting when you look again at some of the numbers. In 1990, there were 600,000 prescriptions for some of the medications that are focused on attention deficit, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In 2014, the number was 3.5 million, and that's 3 years ago. And I know we hear more and more and more about this psychological behavioral disorder. Unfortunately, the potential for abuse and addiction with any of these drugs is very high. The Food and Drug Administration has approached a number of the manufacturing pharmaceutical companies for false and misleading claims and fined those pharmaceutical companies. The claims associated specifically with Adderall, Concerta, Focalin, and Vyvanse. And what's very interesting in view of the information that we've been getting recently about the opioid crisis, these drugs are in the same class of drugs as oxycodone and morphine. Abuse and addiction is common with these drugs. And here we start with our kids. From 4 to 17 years of age, 11% of that age population have been diagnosed with some form of ADD or ADHD. 6.5 million kids. So the CDC is saying of the school-age kids, 11% of the population has been diagnosed. In 2003, it was almost 8% of the population. 2014, it was 11% of the population. And what the information does seem to say is that the pharmaceutical companies are very aggressive at creating the parameters for diagnosing. And the criteria for diagnosing might be a little loose. And we understand that a behavioral disorder such as this may be difficult to diagnose. So let's talk about some of the symptoms. And in adults, it would be an inability to arrive on time for appointments. It might be difficulty in finishing tasks. For kids, they might have certain assigned chores, and they might not necessarily be able to finish those chores because they're so easily distracted. And before the chore is completed, then they are off to do something else. People are disorganized. You might notice certain people that interrupt in a conversation much more frequently than others. Maybe there's excessive talking. That's me, excessive talking today. Maybe people lose things. So kids lose certain things related to school, books, assignments, different things like that. Maybe both children and adults experience difficulty in following instructions. You know, putting out that information sheet, connect flange A to socket B and so on, to step by step by step assemble something. The ability to follow instructions. First you do this task, then you move from this location to the next location and you do this task. The attention deficit diagnosed individual may be able to do the first task but not have the concentration to follow through to get to the second task. Difficulty remaining seated, and I talked about that. It's both for adults in business meetings and for kids in the classroom. And for kids in the classroom, I have a great deal more sympathy because kids are not necessarily meant to sit still. So to have our kids so sedated that, yes, indeed, they sit in their seats, but I don't think we're necessarily accomplishing something beneficial for them. So how is it that we have so many more diagnoses? Well, there's a great deal more awareness. There's more research. There are so many different tools to assess the disorder. But it's so interesting when you research this that the rates vary. The rates vary from state to state here in the United States, and literally they vary around the world. So Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Carolina, their rates of diagnosis are over 13%, whereas California, Colorado, Nevada, they are 7% or lower. But what's my explanation for that? There may be great diversity with regard to the tools used to assess and make the diagnosis. And maybe there might be a reluctance in certain parts of the country to actually have the children tested or the adult tested for hyperactivity. In Australia, over 11% diagnoses. In the UK, as little as 3%. So it's different criteria. Different cultures are different expectations about what exactly is normal behavior. And when you read the latest research, what it says is across Asia, Africa, Europe, Australia, North and South America, there are more similar rates. So when you organize the diagnostic criteria in a balanced way, you find out that the diagnosis is very similar literally around the world. There are three types: inattention, hyperactive impulsive, or the combination of both inattentive as well as impulsive hyperactive. Girls most likely are diagnosed with the inattentive version of attention deficit disorder, and the combination is most common in boys. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, talking today about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and why you might want to stay away from certain pharmaceuticals and attend to researching the benefits associated with natural substances. And when we come back, I'll talk about so many different natural substances without the horrific side effects of some of the pharmaceutical drugs. So stay tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be right back. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we're listening to Janet speaking about the many side effects and the many problems that are faced with families that have ADHD situations or ADD situations. And one of the important points to consider is what symptoms have you or others observed? How often do the symptoms appear during the day? Do you or others notice certain situations that provoke symptoms? And do you or others notice a time of day when symptoms are more pronounced? These are some of the questions that you may have to ask yourself, and maybe with the information that Janet is sharing with you, you'll be able to derive the answers that will give you the best benefit to help those people that you are encountering and know in your family or your friends that have either ADD or ADHD. And as Janet mentioned, there are many different formulas that we have here at Save-A-Lot that can may help those particular situations in a much easier way without the harmful side effects that pharmaceuticals give you. Today is Friday. It is the 18th of August. And again, we are on the air only on Fridays from 10 to 11. We rebroadcast on Saturdays also from 10 to 11 as well. And 2 weeks from today, September 1st, we're going to be making a very, very special announcement about some of the things that are going on here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you definitely want to stay tuned on September 1st, 2 weeks from today, because that's when you'll find out. You'll be the first to know what's going on. Tomorrow here at Save-A-Lot, we have Omar doing a bone broth taste testing demonstration at 3 o'clock. He'll be here from 3 to 5. Taste testing the different varieties of bone broth protein powders from Ancient Nutrition. If you've never tried them, you definitely want to stop in between 3 and 5 and take advantage of this taste testing. Janet will be here today, 4 to 7, tomorrow Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. And without any further delay, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thanks, Al. And before I get back to the topic, one of the things that I want to say is very often there is a change in mood with people dealing with ADD, ADHD, and possible depression. And I just want to let everyone know that on Sunday, the 27th of August, I will be doing a presentation with Dr. Jeanette with regard to depression, and that you don't need to be suffering with that low mood, that inability to connect, that inability to literally see a bright future. So if anyone listening is interested in joining us for this presentation, there's no charge. It's Sunday, the 27th of August at 2 p.m. And you can give me a call, 954-652-8680, if you are interested in joining us. Sunday, the 27th of August, 2 p.m. with Dr. Jeanette, Doctor of Psychology, and me. We'll be doing From Hopeless to Happy. And 954-652-8680 is the number to call if you want to join us. Okay, so I want to tell listeners a little bit about what Dr. Murray has to say on Dr. Murray's website, drmurray.com, and some of our customers at Save A Lot had the pleasure of listening to Dr. Murray just a week or so ago, and hopefully the pleasure of meeting him at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center. And so he has a great deal of information about ADD, ADHD, and his basic approach is talking about the benefits associated with omega-3 fatty acids, fish oils, for a child or an adult with ADHD. And it's interesting because along the same lines of what I had to say about what the pharmaceutical companies are offering to people diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, he was on Dr. Oz's show, and on the show he says he discussed the failure of conventional medicine to address the underlying issues in many health conditions, offering little more than drugs as biochemical band-aids. I thought that was very true and very much to the mark. And he then goes on to talk about how, unfortunately, children who have been treated with pharmaceuticals likely experience academic impairment, increased risk of injury, and problems with self-esteem and the ability to maintain relationships. And then as these kids grow up, those children, as they reach adolescence and adulthood, have a higher risk of experiencing depression, anxiety, substance abuse and addictions. Substance abuse and addictions because those medications, Adderall, Concerta, Focalin, Vyvanse, are in the same class as oxycodone, and they are just so much part of the picture of abuse and addiction. So when you know that omega-3 can be so supportive of balancing brain chemistry. And Dr. Murray goes on to say ADHD has been studied extensively as the omega-3 is considered a sensible intervention by mainstream physicians. And of particular importance is recognition that omega-3 fatty acid supplementation improves the symptoms. That's what we want to do. So you're nourishing your brain and you're improving the symptoms, particularly those symptoms of impulsivity and oppositional behavior. And those symptoms, interestingly enough, are typically not necessarily benefited. You don't improve those symptoms of impulsivity and oppositional behavior with pharmaceutical treatment. So there have been numerous studies, as he said, the research is there, determining the effects of fish oil on literacy and behavior in children. There were 90 kids, 7 to 12 years old, who were given for four months, 500 milligram capsules of EPA and DHA, and the outcome was that the red blood cell level of DHA was associated with, listen to this, improved reading, lower parent rating of oppositional behavior. They examined a subgroup in that overall group of 17 kids who had been diagnosed with learning disorders, and they showed that the increased red blood cell level of DHA was associated with improved reading, improved spelling, improved ability to divide attention, lower situations of oppositional behavior, lower situations of hyperactivity, restlessness, and overall ADHD symptoms. It's important for people to understand that the DHA is a critically important aspect of this discussion. It has such a dramatic beneficial effect on brain chemistry, particularly cognitive skills. So what you want to do you might look for a product that is balanced levels of EPA and DHA, so equal parts. One of the recommendations you might consider for your children, Carlson has Med Omega. Med Omega is a super concentrated 2,700 milligram dose in a teaspoon, equal parts of EPA and DHA. And for little kids, you might want to give as little as an eighth of a teaspoon. What is that going to do? It's going to improve so many different aspects of that child's health, including brain situations, neurological development, minimizing symptoms of behavioral disorders. It's so simple. You're going to improve their immune system. You're going to improve the health of their skin, the way their liver is able to function, as well as their brain, reducing inflammation. So many different things that you can do that are basic. That EPA, DHA recommendation certainly is a basic. And there are approaches where you can learn about teaching your child new behaviors. When this happens and you get into trouble for this, here are some choices. You can stop and think, and you might give them certain little tools that allow them this thought to pop in their head, I need to count to two before I do anything. And then you teach them to think about their choices. So they have a variety of different new behaviors that are options that are much less likely to get them into trouble in the classroom, into trouble playing with their friends, into trouble working on projects or different chores that they have. There's counseling available. You might not necessarily think that the kids are under stress or dealing with any kind of fears, but indeed when there is counseling, a lot of those fears and stresses are able to be addressed. When you recognize that the child is dealing with certain fears, or the adult, fears, anxiety, stresses, again, you can teach through counseling certain things that will minimize the intensity of the fears and the stresses. You reduce anxiety, you reduce frustration, and it's just with learning new behaviors. And I always tell people, you are in charge of your thoughts. The thoughts are not in charge of you. So when you learn different ways of dealing with certain obstructions, certain difficulties, the unfortunate outcomes that typically are part of behavioral disorders, those unfortunate outcomes are minimized. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some specific ingredients that you need to know about in order to enhance brain chemistry and observe the changes that you're able to accomplish when you support, nourish, and enhance brain chemistry. Stay tuned. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour and me. We'll be right back.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, August 18th. And listening to the show today, you will be able to hear it again tomorrow from 10 to 11. So if you miss something or you want to reevaluate some of the things that Janet has been speaking about, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow from 10 to 11. The big demo going on tomorrow is the Ancient Nutrition Bone Broth demo, which is going to taste test many different of the items from the Ancient Nutrition Bone Broth line. If you've never tasted bone broth, you definitely want to stop in tomorrow. See Omar. He'll be here from 3 to 5, taste testing these great products from the Ancient Nutrition Bone Broth line. And as Janet pointed out, she's running a seminar on Sunday. And if you missed the phone number to call to make your presence known that you will be there is 954-652-8680. That's 954-652-8680. And Janet will be here today from 4 to 7. She'll be here tomorrow from 12:30 until 5:30. Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thanks, Al. The seminar that I will be doing with Dr. Jeanette, the Doctor of Psychology, is Sunday the 27th at 2 p.m., and it is entitled From Hopeless to Happy. And so I promised our listeners that I would get to specific products. So important for you to know that there are a variety of choices out there that are researched and effective for ADD and ADHD. And the thing is, you might not necessarily have the kind of success you're looking for with the first product you choose. But keep in mind, there are many, many choices out there available at Save-A-Lot. And I know that with certain guidance, you can come and speak to me about ADD, ADHD, and I will give you lots of information about what has worked for different individuals in my experience over the years of doing nutrition counseling. I do want to let people know, we just talked about red blood cell DHA. Well, we want that DHA freely circulating to the brain so it can do that nourishing and support of brain cells that's necessary for balanced function of the brain. Ginkgo biloba will enhance that blood flow to the brain. And people might say, well, isn't ginkgo kind of like stimulating? No, it's going to enhance the circulation of the different nutrients to the brain. And you get with the use of ginkgo, research has shown significant improvement to attention, and that was a study done on 120 kids. Theanine, that extract of green tea, is going to improve serotonin levels. It is going to be very much a support to focus, attention, and recall. I routinely suggest different types of theanine-based formulas for people in school, possibly before they go into exams, possibly before they're attending a very specific lecture that they need to pay very close attention to. GABA, oh my goodness. According to the National Institutes of Health, people who've been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD have lower levels of GABA, and that's according to research conducted in Japan. Melatonin, and who knew? Well, there is information that melatonin, because it allows normalization of brain chemistry, restful sleep, that it may increase concentration. So there are other components. One of the ones that I did want to mention was I have Janet's Best Brain. And for adults, they see transformation in brain chemistry with just two capsules a day. And included in that Janet's Best Brain are things like vinpocetine, huperzine, and so on. What does huperzine do? It reduces acetylcholinesterase. What's that? It's the enzyme that tends to break down acetylcholine. What you need acetylcholine for is support of how the neurotransmitters function. With what speed do they cross the synapse? How do the neurotransmitters, how efficiently do they make connections? It's those connections that are the basis of our brain function, the basis of our ability to complete a thought, to have understanding and the ability to relate the thought to other thoughts. It's so complex, but so very basic that you want to be supporting your acetylcholine levels. And huperzine is one of the substances that does that. And vinpocetine, like the ginkgo, it's going to be supportive of enhanced blood flow to the brain. What's part of that delivery of substances to the brain that is necessary, required for brain function? It's delivery of glucose and delivery of oxygen. And people say, well, isn't sugar bad for my brain? Well, it's unstable blood sugar levels. Glucose levels that are unpredictable impair the ability of the brain to function normally. Oxygen, again, balanced delivery of oxygen to your brain cells. Your brain is, I'm not absolutely certain of the numbers here, but the brain is probably one of the smaller parts of your body, but it takes up to one third of all of the energy your body needs to function. So even though it isn't the largest organ, it takes one third of the energy. Okay, where are you going to get that oxygen? Well, substances like coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol are very supportive of your heart-lung interaction so that your blood is properly oxygenated. But then when you have that properly oxygenated blood, it needs to get delivered to your brain, and that's where vinpocetine comes in. Acetyl L-carnitine, oh, so dramatically beneficial for supporting your memory, your concentration, your focus, all of the things that you rely on your brain to do. without giving your brain a second thought. It isn't that your brain is struggling with remembering a particular fact. It isn't as though your brain is struggling to take in information. With the support of acetyl L-carnitine, your brain is getting what it needs to function in an enhanced way. And then you're getting the additional benefit of support for your liver. Why is that part of this whole discussion? The support for your liver is so necessary to detoxify certain substances that are going to have a detrimental impact on your blood chemistry. So being able to minimize the presence of those toxic substances, that's the function of your liver. So when your liver is supported with acetyl L-carnitine, you're going to have supported brain function and supported liver function, minimizing the possibility of depression, minimizing the possibility of memory deficit. You're going to have a support to mitochondrial function. That mitochondrial function is where the energy comes from for every one of your cells. That particular energy, so much supported by enhanced brain and liver interaction, supported by acetyl L-carnitine. When you address these different brain issues that might be part of a number of symptoms you're dealing with, you minimize the possibility of developing different damaging neurological conditions, like Alzheimer's and dementia. Support your brain all through your life. ProSera is a line of products that has support for brain health, cognitive function, increasing blood flow to the brain, increasing the capacity of your body to actually create those necessary neurotransmitters. Patented formulas of ProSera available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you are dealing with any of the symptoms we talked about today, you have the capacity to restore those nutrients that have become depleted for one reason or another. It can be too much sugar, too much artificial sweeteners, possibly alcohol, possibly nutrient deficient foods. So protect your brain, enhance your brain function, and you can do it all at the best prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Don't forget my seminar, August 27th, Sunday, from hopeless to happy, 954-652-8680. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.